Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia completely dominated day four of the opening tests against South Africa in Brisbane, with Michael Clarke leading the way by scoring an unbeaten double century. Ed Cowan also passed three figures and an unbeaten half century from Michael Hussey, enabled the home side to close on 487 for four in reply to South Africa's 450. It marked an impressive turnaround for the hosts, who had been in trouble at 40 for three late on day three, and although South Africa targeted early wickets to put them under pressure, they never came. Clarke made 218 in 350 balls, Cowan 136 in 257, that being his maiden test century, and Hussey 86 in 109. Such was Australia's dominance with the bat. Graham Smith himself bowled 9 overs, a rare sight indeed these days, and Sashim Amla and Alvaro Peterson shared 5 between them in an ultimately futile bid to break partnerships, the only wicket that South Africa were able to take was that of Ed Cowan, and that came via a run out. There was unfortunately little surprise in store at Hambantota, where the fifth and final one-day international between Sri Lanka and New Zealand was abandoned. After 28.3 overs, Sri Lanka had struggled to make 123 for 8 when the rain set in, and despite inspections being scheduled, that was as far as the game got. Sri Lanka claimed the series 3-0. With the series in the bag, the hosts decided to mix up their batting order, but it was specialist opener Upal Taranga was the only player to look at home, scoring 60 at the top of the order. Tim Southee took 3 for 18 and Andrew Ellis 2 for 22, as the Black Caps left it late, too late perhaps, to produce their best bowling performance of the tour. Of a scheduled 540 overs in the 5 ODIs and 120-20 international scheduled, only 240 of them, as well as 5 balls, have been bowled. Well over half of this series already has been washed out. Dean Elgar has seen off the likes of Colin Ingram and Ashwell Prince to be named as South Africa's replacement for the injured JP Duminy for their ongoing tour of Australia. The 25-year-old has played 5 ODIs already this year and is seen as a like-for-like replacement for Duminy, as he also bowls part-time spin, albeit of the left-arm variety.